Welcome to yet another edition of the High School Football Roundup Podcast on the Southwest Georgia Network at southwestgeorgianetwork.com and on Twitter at SWGA Network. I'm your host, Walter Johnson, and I got a lot of thoughts on last week's games, some of last week's games, and region play, and getting started in earnest for most teams in our area. And a review of this week's games, hanging to week 8 already. Hard to believe that September is behind us. And October has arrived. We're well into October. And we're just going to go ahead and get started with this week's edition of the High School Football Roundup Podcast. So, and as I mentioned right at the beginning, and some thoughts on several last week's games. I think probably the biggest upset of the week, not just here, and among teams here in Southwest and South Central Georgia, or really anywhere in telephone area code 229. It happened to be in Cordial, Georgia, where the Crisp County Cougars pulled off the upset over what was then the third-ranked team in Class AA in the Thomasville Bulldogs. Final score 42-38, Crisp County finishing on top. And Crisp County jumped out what appeared to be a commanding 28-7 lead. And obviously the Cougars hit the Bulldogs in the mouth early and often. Like the defending champions they are, and Thomasville is the defending Region 1AA champion, and the Bulldogs battled back scored 24 unanswered points to take their first lead of the game at 31-28. It was a seesaw battle the rest of the way, and both teams traded the lead down the stretch, and the Cougars finally came out on top, 42-38, a really big win for Crisp County and head coach Brad Harbor, and Crisp County got off to a rough start and barely escaped with a 3-point win in overtime over arch rival American Sumter, and then they went on a 3-game losing streak in which they could only muster a field goal while giving up a whopping 86 points in all in those three games. 16-0 loss at West Laurens, and then falling 28-3 at home to Dutchtown out of Henry County and on September 7th. And it seemed like what proved to be the low point for the Cougars up to this point. The Tift County Blue Devils shut them out at Gene Brody Field in Tifton. Final score 42-0. And the Cougars lost their third straight game. And then, amazingly, however, the Cougars have won their last three games. 21-6 over another Class 7A team in South Gwinnett, out of the Metro Atlanta area, Gwinnett County. And then on September 21st, the Cougars traveled down to Bainbridge, Georgia, and shout out the Bainbridge Bearcats 23-0. And then, of course, last week's win for the Cougars over Thomasville. And it seems like head coach Brad Harbor and the Cougars are playing some good football at just the right time, and especially considering right before the season start during the off season, right over the summer, and Crisp County lost a few key players as they transferred over schools, including quarterback Patrick Felton to Tift County, and defender Jamie Robinson to defending GHSA Class 6A state champion Lee County. And even with that, Crisp County still managed to find a way to win their last three games after that 1-3 start and go into the bye week as the only team in GHSA Region 1-3A or 1-AAA with a winning record at 4 wins and 3 losses. And Crisp County will open the region, open region play at home on Friday, October 12th, when they host the Monroe Tornadoes from right here in Albany. And more on the Tornadoes a little bit later in the podcast. And going to move on to the Lee County Trojans. And the Trojans from Leesburg closed out their quote-unquote tough non-region schedule with their third shutout win of the season. And they traveled to Thompson, Georgia in the eastern part of the state and won convincingly 40-0. It's an amazing part of Lee County's success so far. And is it that they've only given up 16 points while pitching 3 shutouts along the way? And seeing, if I remember correctly, if I could recall correctly, in Lee County hasn't trailed in a game since they gave up a field goal to Dr. Phillips out of Orlando, Florida. And Dr. Phillips is the defending state champion in Class 8A in Florida. And in Florida, unlike Georgia, there are 8 full classes, with 8A being the largest. And yet Lee County somehow managed to take care of Dr. Phillips 35-3. And at the warm Saturday afternoon in August 25th. It's just really amazing to see how this Lee County team has performed. And has performed so far. I mean, not only giving up just 16 points all season long, but also pitching 3 shutouts in the last couple of games. Lee County's outscored their opponents, Southwest Macon and Thompson, respectively, 90-0, and 50-0 win over Southwest Macon for homecoming on September 14th, and then last week at Thompson, the Trojans left there with a 40-0 victory, and Lee County is off next week in the open GHSA Region 1-6A action against Northside of Warner Robins. And last but certainly not least, and the only GHSA team from Albany to play last week was the Monroe Tornadoes. And it's been an up and down season so far for head coach Charles Truitt and the Tornadoes. And last week, the Tornadoes fell for the third time in their, made that the fourth time in the last 4 games since their 2-0 start. And Brunswick won easily 42-6 along the Georgia coast in the Golden Isles. And it's been a pretty rough go of it for Monroe. And started the season at 2-0, but have lost 4 out of their last 5 games, and they're only winning that span. Came the week before on Friday, September 21st. Hard-fought 20-15 win over in GHSA over local rival Daugherty. And it was a non-region game. And Monroe and Daugherty were in Region 1 3A or AAA. But the mid-cycle adjustment sent Daugherty up one classification to 4A or Quad A. And you see, Monroe did pick up the victory 20-15. And it's going to be interesting. And Monroe opens the season at Crisp County next week on Friday, October 12th. So it'll be interesting to see what this Monroe team is made of. And after Chris Pianney, the Tornadoes close out the regular season with back-to-back games at Humil Stadium, playing host to Cook on Thursday, October 18th. And then wrapping things up at Worth County, at home against Worth County. And like I said, it'll be interesting to see how this Monroe team will fare. Because there are only four teams in the region, and three of those teams will be assured of a playoff berth. It'll be interesting to see how things shake out in region play, you know. And most teams begin region play in earnest this week, and GHSA Region 1AA kicks off its season this week. And GHSA Region 1AA has been one of the more competitive regions in the state. One of the best regions as far as one loss record is concerned. And you got surprising Berrien and Early County sitting at 5-1 overall. And Berrien came from behind in the closing seconds with a touchdown with 7 seconds to go to get by Cook 30-27 in Early County. In a game played on Thursday, September 27th, and across the Chattahoochee River and the state line into Alabama, and shout out Dothan, 13-0. So both Berrien and Early County are off to their best starts in quite some time. Obviously amazing, absolutely amazing. The starts for both Berrien and Early County. And you got Brooks County, Fitzgerald, and Thomasville sitting at 3-2. That 4-2, I should say. And Brooks County bounced back from their loss to Thomas County Central with a convincing 38-12 win over Best Academy. And Fitzgerald rolling all over Worth County 50-13. And as mentioned earlier in this podcast, Thomasville getting knocked off at Chris County in a tight game, 42-38. A real thriller up at the Cougar Den in Cordele. So in Region 1AA play starts off this week. Thomasville visiting Brooks County. So as I mentioned in the past, in Region 1AA, seems like one of the most competitive regions anywhere in the state, top to bottom. Going into that opening week, it's too bad that one of those teams will end up staying at home when the second week in November rolls around. That's when the playoffs will begin. Should be very tight from start to finish. And Thomasville visiting Brooks County and Berrien going to Fitzgerald. And we're also looking at the Region 1AA. You already mentioned Crisp County. They're the only team in that league with a winning record going into the bye week. And Monroe at 3-4 overall. Cook at 2-5 overall. And the Hornets out of Adel, Georgia, have been one of the biggest disappointments of the 2018 season. Started off with close wins over Westover of Albany, 14-10, and then rallying to defeat Turner County, 16-13, but it's been all downhill for the Hornets since then, being shut out at Early County, 17-0, trounced by Thomas County Central, 44-18, losing Tuffy to Appling County on the road, 27-20. Trounced again by Thomasville, 49-20. And then losing yet another heartbreaker this time. The Barian, 30-27. And Cook, Crisp, and Monroe all have this week off. And the only Region 1 AAA team in action this week has Thomas County Central visiting Worth County. And the Rams and looking for their second win in the 7 games played so far, hosting the Thomas County Central team. And has had an excellent season so far under first-year head coach Ashley Henderson, sitting at 4-1 overall. So this is a one last tune-up for the Yellow Jackets before opening region play next week against Warner Robins. And obviously, however, and the Yellow Jackets better not get caught looking ahead to Warner Robins, to the Demons, who fell to Rome in last year's Class 5A state title game. I mean, so Thomas County Central visits Worth County, and taking a look at GHSA Region 1 4A, and Carver, Carver of Columbus, and Cairo. Both are both tied for first place in GHSA Region 1-4A at 4-0. And the Tigers are the only undefeated team left as far as overall record at 6-0. And Cairo's 4-2 overall. However, the Serve Makers have won 4 straight games since losing back-to-back heartbreakers to Thomasville and Bainbridge. They're neighbors along U.S. Highway 84. And then after Carver and Cairo, you got America Sumter sitting on loan in third place in GHSA Region 1-4A. 2-1 in the region, 2-3 overall. And the Panthers have had a chance to bounce back since suffering their first region loss of the season, falling 23-20 against Hardaway up in Columbus. And also we got sitting in fourth place all by themselves, the Shaw Raiders out of Columbus. And Shaw sits at 2-2 in region play, 3-2 overall. And then rounding out the region 1-4A standings, Columbus is 1-2, as is Westover, and that's in region play. And Columbus holds the edge in the tiebreaker over Westover, based on the Blue Devils' 46-20 victory over the Patriots from Albany, and that was back on September 6th. And it seems like didn't seem like that long ago that Westover traveled to Columbus and came back home to Albany with a 26-point loss. And also you got Hardaway sitting at 1-3 in the region, 3-3 overall. And north side of Columbus, and things have really gone downhill for the Patriots from Columbus, and now lost 4 straight after losing 64-28 to Carver. And Darty bringing up the rear at 0-3 in the region, 0-5 overall. And let's see, we can look at Region 1 single A and Region 1 single A. And Pelham is still on top there in GHSA Region 1 single A. Sitting at 5-0 in the region, undefeated at 6-0 overall. And last week, Pelham rolled past Miller County 55-14 to get to 6-0. And Mitchell County is at 4-0 in the region, 4-1 overall. Only lost 2 Class AA Brooks County. That was at the beginning of the season. And then it's just a really tight race from there for Chattahoochee County and Seminole County, 4-1 in the region, 4-2 overall. Middle County 2-3, both overall in the region. And Bacon Charter, Calhoun County 1-3 in the region. Bacon's 2-3 overall. Calhoun County just 1-4 overall. And Stewart County, Terrell County at 1-4 in the region. And those teams are tied. And Stewart is 2-4 overall. And the Green Waves out of Dawson, 1-5 in Randolph Clay. And bringing up the rear, 0-4 in the region, 0-5 overall. And Patala Charter out of Edson, Georgia, 1-5 overall, and not playing a region schedule. And I already mentioned that Pelham stopped Stewart County 55-14. And Bacon and Charter all over Randolph Clay 50-8 last week. As if things couldn't get any worse for Randolph Clay. They lose to team program in Bacon and Charter that's not even a whole decade old yet. And Chattahoochee County, a 20-6 winner over Miller County. And Patola Charter finally cracking the win column. And crushed Cross Keys 33-6 in our region play. And Seminole County outlasting Terrell County in a close one, 22-14. So wrapping things up with next week's games, going around Southwest, South Central Georgia. And let's see, Colquitt County over Alcobe 56-0 to go to 7-0 on the season. And the Packers are off this week in Lowndes over Ware County 37-16, and Tift County over Bainbridge 31-14. And a Saturday game that was a game that was moved from Friday to Saturday due to weather delays. Camden County got by Glen Academy 20-9, and I think the game was halted due to the weather. They postponed it and moved it to finish the rest of the game on Saturday. And Camden County came out on top 20-9 over Glen Academy. And Camden County's off to one of its best starts in a while. And in the next week's games, they got Camden County visiting Calden County out of Walterboro, South Carolina. And Tift County at home against Miller Grove, the metro Atlanta area in DeKalb County. And the Blue Devils will be looking to end their non-region schedule on a winning note and try to get to 5-2 overall on the season. And got Class 6A. And Lee County's off this week. And then the other four teams in Region 1 6A action will square off against each other to open things up. Valdosta visits Houston County. And the 6-0 Coffee Trojans out of Douglas, Georgia, will head up into Middle Georgia to face north side of Warner Robins. And Coffee will look to go to 7-0 on the season with a win over north side of Warner Robins. And see, move on to 5A. So moving on to Class 5A. And veterans, 6-0 veterans at 2-4 Bainbridge. And veterans is off to one of its best starts in its brief history, sitting at 6-0 overall. And this is a program, this is a school and program in veterans that didn't start playing football until 2010. So 2018 marks their eighth season of play. So yeah, that's unbelievable. I mean, just in less than a decade that veterans will get off to the kind of start that they've gotten off to so far. And Bainbridge, on the other hand, has been a disappointment, starting off 2-0, but lost 4 in a row. And it doesn't get any easier for the Bearcats against a good veterans ball club. And elsewhere, Warner Robins visits Harris County in the Region 1 5A opener for both teams. And Thomas County Central will step out of region play for one last time in 2018, traveling to Sylvester to face the Worth County Rams out of Region 1-3A. It'll be just interesting to see how that goes and move on to Region 1-4A. And Shaw and outlasted Hardaway last Thursday, September 27th. Final score 30-28. Shaw with the victory, picking up their second region win the season against 2 losses, 3-2 overall. And right now, Shaw is sitting in first place in that league. And Carver of Columbus crushed north side of Columbus 64-28. And Cairo all over Columbus 46-7 last week to remain unbeaten in region play at 4-0 in the region, 4-2 overall. Surveymakers have won 4 in a row since opening the season, as I mentioned, since opening the season with back-to-back close losses to Thomasville and Bainbridge. And a quick look at the region 1-4A schedule for this week. And the Darty Trojans from right here in Albany making the long trip to Columbus to take on Northside Columbus. And Northside's lost 4 in a row since that 2-0 start. And three of the four losses during that span. And have come by double digits. And the only single-digit loss in that span came on Friday, September 14th, when Westover of Albany outlasted Northside Columbus 21-16 in the Battle of the Patriots in Region 1-4A. And as for Darty, and they'll be looking to win their first game under first-year head coach Damian Geary. So they'll be looking to try to get off the schneid and just get off that losing train, if you will, against the Northside Columbus Thursday night up in Columbus. And the battle for first place in Region 1-4A will take place this week down in Cairo, Georgia, as the Cairo Syrup Makers take on the Carver Tigers. And then about a couple of weeks ago, I wrote a column. I think it was last Tuesday. And there's a column in the on the Southwest Georgia Network website at southwestgeorgianetwork.com. And for those fans that were already looking ahead to a potential showdown for the Region 1-4A title, and it had Cairo playing host to Carver on October 19th. Sadly, I was wrong. So that game will be played this week instead, Friday, October 5th, down in West Thomas Stadium, right near the campus of Cairo High School in Cairo, Georgia. And for anyone that's listening, apologies for getting the dates mixed up. But Cairo does play host to America Sumter in 2 weeks after the game against Carver on Friday, October 19th. Yeah, that game could be potentially just as important as this week's game against Carver for Cairo. And moving around, and speaking of America Sumter, And they're back in Columbus this week, taking on the Columbus Blue Devils. And Westo will be home on Friday, October 5th, taking on Shaw and the Patriots. As mentioned earlier, set 1-2 in region play at 2-3 overall. And if Westover is to make its first playoff appearance since 2014, then there's definitely no margin for error. I mean, because you got Cairo and Carver tied for first place at 4-0. American Scepter all by themselves in third place at 2-1. Shaw at 2-2. Columbus and Westover tied for fifth place at 1-2. And in the tie for seventh are both Hardaway and Northside Columbus, 1-3. And Darty and bringing up the rear at 0-3. So you're looking at Westover's remaining games. I mean, will be an easy road. Got Shaw Humil Stadium, leading by half a game over arch rival Columbus, as well as over Westover for the fourth and final playoff berth. And then Westover and the Patriots from Albany, Westover Patriots head to Columbus to take on Carver, and one more home game at Humil Stadium falls the week after that against Darty. And then Westover finishes up the regular season with back-to-back road games at American Scepter and at Hardaway. So for first-year head coach Elton Downs, he and the Patriots will be looking at a very rough road ahead. So, I mean, they got their work cut out for them. And they're going to be a playoff team in 2018. And the margin for error is very, very, very small. Very, very small. No sleep camp means. Westover, I mean, not only is there no margin for error, I mean, they can't take any team lightly. I mean, no matter what the record is. And you see Region 1 AAA. And as mentioned earlier, Berrien got by Cook 30-27. Hornets' fifth straight loss since the 2-0 start. Brunswick over Monroe 42-6. Again, and you've already been reminded, those of you listening have already been reminded of Thomasville losing to Crisp County, knocking off Thomasville, Fitzgerald over Worth County, and 50-13, a real rout there. And the only game involving a Region 1 3A team will be the Worth County Rams, 1-5 overall, taking on Thomas County Central. And you see, move to double A. You see, and already mentioned that all five teams are in action. Early County over Dothan, Alabama, 13-0 on Thursday night in Dothan, Alabama. And then the Friday night games for September 28th, Berrien over Cook 30-27. Brooks County over Best Academy 38-12. And Crisp County knocking off Thomasville 42-38. Fitzgerald all over Worth County 50-13. And as mentioned earlier, your Region 1 AA contest, your opening week contest, has Thomasville against Brooks County. And then single A in GHSA. And Mitchell County at Calhoun County. Bakerton Charter visits Miller County. Patola Charter. And yet another of their many non-region games across state lines in the Florida to face Robert F. Munroe. I'll just say Munroe with a U and an O, spelled M-U-N-R-O-E. Robert F. Munroe. Munroe. Not to be confused with Monroe here in Albany. And Patola Charter will look to win back-to-back games for the first time in their brief history against Robert F. Munroe out of Quincy, Florida. The game will be played in Quincy, Florida. And last but not least, Chattahoochee County, Mrs. Randolph Clay. And going to the GISA before calling it a week. And perhaps the game of the week in GISA Region 3 AAA. So, Tift Area Academy, pitcher 34-0 shutout over Wildwood. 34-0 the final score. And seeing the Valiants that won 3 out of the last 6 GISA Class AAA titles. And it seems like Heritage is for real. I mean, not Heritage, I meant seems like Tift Area is for real. Start off at 5-0 and looking to win their first region title since 2008. I mean, you're talking about a whole decade. Talking about a whole decade of futility for Tift Area. And Tift Area is now 5-0. And also you got Deerfield Windsor from Albany and Southland Academy out of Americus, Georgia at 4-1 overall. And Bowwood and Brookwood set at 4-2 overall. You see this week's lineup. Southland will take on Brookwood down in Thomasville. And the Deerfield Windsor Knights, after going on the road to Duluth, Georgia, and defeating Notre Dame Academy 41-10, will face Loganville Christian. And Tift Area will face Notre Dame Academy. And Creekside and Valwood will welcome Creekside Christian Academy. And let's see, Valwood, as I mentioned earlier, shut out Tift Area 34-0. And one of the worst losses Valwood has suffered in quite a while. And Southland lost and Southland was off last week after losing for the first time a couple of weeks ago on Friday, September 21st. The Heritage School out of Noonan, Georgia, 15-14. And Southland will try to bounce back against Brookwood. And it's the region opener for both teams, GISA Region 3 AAA. And seeing Deerfield Windsor proved a 4-1 with a 41-10 win over Notre Dame Academy. And see, Notre Dame will head down to Tift Area this week. And the Panthers will try to go to 6-0. And they already got a leg up on the rest of the region foes here in South Georgia at 1-0. And Valwood following their own 1. And finally, we get to GISA Region 3 AA. Southwest Georgia Academy was off last week, and the Warriors out of Damascus, Georgia, improved to 5-1 on the season with a 44-7 rout over Piedmont Academy at home. And ironically, SGA's only loss so far came to Southland 29-6 back on August 24th. And then, and among teams in that league, GISA Region 3 AA, that did play last week, Crisp Academy was shut out by Flint River Academy 35-0, while Terrell Academy out of Dawson fell to Gatewood 37-21. In this week's action, Crisp Academy plays host to Piedmont Academy, and while Southwest Georgia will host Westwood. And SGA is already 1-0 in the region. And back on August 31st, the Warriors crushed Crisp Academy 36-6. And on that note, And that's going to end another edition of the High School Football Roundup Podcast for the week ending September 29th, Friday, September 29th, 2018. And this has been your host, Walter Johnson, reminding you to follow the Southwest Georgia Network online at southwestgeorgianetwork.com and on Twitter at SWJ Network. Again, that's the Southwest Georgia Network. The website is at southwestgeorgianetwork.com. Also follow on Twitter at SWGA Network. And there you'll find all things news related to Albany, Daugherty County, Lee County, and other surrounding areas in Southwest Georgia, including any news you can use. And again, that's going to do it for this edition of the High School Football Roundup Podcast. Have a good week, and thank you for listening.